Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome, everybody, to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're here in the Sports Lounge. We've got the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only star of our show, Mr. Fred Dreyer, is here. Fred, how are you doing this week?
Thanks so much, Mike. You don't happen to have an extra ink pen over there, do you?
I might have one. We'll get it to you.
I just want to record some of the great things you say.
There you go.
It's very nice.
Thank you.
Well, look at that.
Jeremy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Corey Marino, seriously, is evacuating his parents in one of the new fires out there, and our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody in Southern California now in the Lake Hughes area up by Santa Clarita. So in is our other producer, our longtime producer, JD, Jeremy Dayton. JD, are you okay? You're safe and sound, I hope?
Externally, yes. Internally, still a little wounded.
Yeah.
We got the Baltimore.
Baltimore Ravens lost. He's a big... You're from Baltimore, I guess. Is that correct?
I am. Yeah. Charm City.
Yeah.
We're so charmed this weekend.
Well, look forward to baseball. You should have a good team, don't you think? The Orioles, did they get a few extra players?
We did. We just signed a new starting pitcher from Korea, but we did lose Corbin Burns, so we'll see. It's a long off season.
What happened to Corbin Burns?
He signed back with Milwaukee or Arizona.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, he went back where he came from.
Oh, well. Yeah, well, get out of here.
Okay.
Go back where you came from after one of his losses was shouted from the stands, and he did, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
We got a lot of – we're right in the heart of football playoff time, and Fred Dreyer, we're going to get your expertise on this because there were some incredible
I still
games.
Have some left. I not a lot, but just a little bit. Enough to get us through the show, I think.
Last week after the show, Fred and I went out to our dining hot spot over there at the Ramp.
The Ramp.
And it was really cooking, wasn't it? There were parties
I loved
there.
It when the 18-wheelers go by and your plate jiggles off the top of the table.
They rev it up and they go with a brum, brum, and you can hear a shout out, hey, Fred. You know, it's like... great place. And there were Jaime is one of the great waiters over there. The guy has a very good knowledge of wine and sports. And so there you have it. He always comes by our table and lays down $100. Did you give it back to him?
He drinks a little bit on the job.
After work, he has a sample of some of the good wine.
Oh,
all right. So settle back. We'll give you all the details of the show when we come back. In the meantime, check us out because we're also video casting here to go to Facebook Live and throw in some comments. We'll be back in the lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes. All from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And now for Harmony Cheese. Here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portabella and Chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Is freedom in America real or just an illusion? Are we truly free or just subjects of 9 unelected jurists sitting high up in robes? In America, An Illusion of Freedom, a thought-provoking and prescient book, attorney, physicist, and author Richard A. Nixon challenges everything you think you know about liberty. America, An Illusion of Freedom, available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and on iTunes. Also, don't miss Richard live every Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on CRNTalk.com, where he delves even deeper into these powerful topics every week.
Back here on the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. I'm your host, Michael Horn. The star of our show is Fred Dreyer.
Yes.
Two great careers. A football superstar, all-pro defensive end, acting legend in Hunter, Land's End. So many great series, movies, and so much more. And then you got yours truly, Michael Horn, and our producer, J.D., who's, J.D.'s getting married soon, Fred. I don't know if you know that.
Well, big wedding coming up. Don't keep it a secret.
So when's the big day, J.D.?
July 18th, this summer. 6 months, just under 6 months
six
now.
Months. We better take you out to the ramp.
What are the what are the overall plans?
Yeah.
We're getting married at a country club in Granada Hills. Hopefully it'll still be standing. And then the honeymoon plans are supposed to be a family trip to Thailand.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, whoa.
I got a couple addresses in Bangkok there. Maybe.
never mind. You did some Hunter episodes there, didn't you, in Thailand?
We made a movie over there in Bangkok, Thailand. We were there for about 3.5 months.
But there was an episode of Hunter, they're killing Cole Porter or something?
Yeah, well, there was a little segment that we spun off on, you know, where we had one of our guys was a piano player, and he was just a crazy guy, great character. Sid, we call him the Sidness, because a lot of Sidness goes a long way when he starts playing the piano.
And he was he the guy singing in the bar or something there, whatever?
Yeah, no, that was another guy.
Yeah, what was that one?
So
this
he
is
was
a great story.
The idea was, thank you. The piano player for the Trader Vic's restaurant
in Thailand,
in Bangkok there.
Yeah.
And right next to the Chao Phraya River, there was, all these long boats. And we were always out monkeying around. And then we saw this guy. He was a piano player, and he worked in the evening of entertaining the dinner guests. And so he was so bad. It was laughable.
How bad?
Then it was aggravating, and then I found out I started drinking more, and he was not better, he was worse. So I paid him $20 to stop playing. And
he was singing Frank Sinatra tunes.
He was singing Cole Porter tunes.
Well, he was good.
Got you under my skin, and when he started hitting the second chords, you know, started saying, "I got you under my skin, brother. Do I have you under?"
Yeah, but not in the right way.
So
you actually went up, and he thought he was getting a tip for his great singing, and you gave him $20 to stop.
The funny thing was, he's playing in the middle of the dance floor. The piano's there, and there's, you know, the dance floor is they put tables, different sizes for different groups of people, around the piano in the middle of the dance floor. I got up and walked through to the piano player and pulled out $20, and I said, "Please stop."
What's "please stop" in Thai, though? Probably.
You know, no, he spoke English, coupled with the $20 bill flying through the air into his palm, and I just said, "Please."
Did he quit? Did he stop?
Stop it. He says, "I said you're killing Cole Porter," and he didn't understand. He didn't understand what it was.
You know, if someone's annoying you in Thai, what you say is "batoi."
Batoi.
Yeah.
Well, he stopped playing, and as I recall, you got him in trouble with the owner of the place.
Well, he got up in the middle of playing and walked off into the back of the off the floor there and went I guess into the men's room, the lounge, had a cigarette.
Yeah.
And then another two guys hustled off the floor and went to the back, and they looked to me as though maybe I should go back and help the guy.
So you went back?
So I went in the back, and he was talking to the guy, just ripping him. And I said, "It's my fault. I gave him $20. And he said, "You gave him $20? I said, "Yeah." I said, "And there's more where that came from."
I love that story. It was an episode. I think the episode's titled "They're Killing Cole Porter."
Yeah, somebody's killing Cole Porter. So we made an episode out of
that event.
Not so much an episode as it was a reason to bring musicians together from all over the place
to play.
Yeah. To play and to play Cole Porter, and we would film them playing Cole Porter badly.
So it Pamela, worked. This is good. Pamela, who was our valedictorian here and our photographer here on the show, one of our great listeners, you got to look up that episode and tell us what season that was from, because I got to see it.
I got to remember that when we're there.
Somebody's killing Cole Porter.
That's it. Now, this show is coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio and all of our radio affiliates, also on Sports Byline, our flagship, 790 KABC, Saturday, 6 p.m. in Los Angeles, and also on Sirius XM, XM Channel 203, Sirius Channel 217, and the XM Sirius app at 967. So check it out. Now, let's talk a little football the time we got left. Let's look at some of these games from last weekend. Kansas City, everybody sort of picked them, right? I mean, they're kind of an odds-on favorite here to go all the way. They beat the Houston Texans 23-14. There were 280 turnovers in the NFL since week 12. The Chiefs have committed none of them, absolutely zero. What do you think of this Chiefs team? It's pretty good, isn't it?
One of the great things about them is they don't make mistakes. And they're in the same pressure games for the last 3 years now. And they've been doing a great job. They're coached exceedingly well by Andy Reid and his staff. And then you've got, the execution of the offense and the defense. Spagnuolo is the defensive coordinator for the Chiefs. He does a great job.
Yeah.
And, I guess, you know, you'd have to, if you're going to bet money, I would place a wager on the Chiefs to three-peat.
Yeah, I kind of look at it that way, too. I thought it was going to be, Baltimore give them a run for their money, but that's not going to happen. So we'll see what's going on. But that Andy Reid, he's got that coaching staff down, and I'm telling you, it's just a good team, overall balanced team. So let's get into this next game here, because this one here did hurt our producer, J.D. Jeremy Dayton. Buffalo Bills 27, the Baltimore Ravens 25. Now this, it was cold. There was a lot of snow on that field. Is that the way it normally is in Baltimore when they play these games?
I mean, it can be. Definitely can be. That's the thing. Who knows if it would have been like that if it was in Baltimore. I don't think we got snow that day, but... That the fumble that Lamar had at midfield, I think, can be attributed to the weather. He's trying to make something happen, but yeah, three turnovers. I could go any different routes on how bad this game was.
Yeah. So
I was waiting to hear what Fred thought, because I know he picked the Bills, and we didn't even force them to have to play any kind of. They didn't even have to look good. I saw it was Josh Allen's worst statistical game in his playoff career, because he didn't have to do anything, because we kind of just laid it out there for him.
What did they have? Like, how many turnovers in that game? Three, was it?
Three, yeah.
You know what they say? Do you have a kind of a rule of thumb there? Jackie Slater says, if you have two or more turnovers in a game, there's an 80% chance your team is going to lose. You think?
Jackie said that?
Yeah, that's what he said. It's a stat.
What did Vinny say?
Ask the limo driver.
Can it be the limo driver from Die Hard?
Yeah, it could be. Just ask the limo driver. All right.
That 2-point drop. Oh, man, Mark Andrews.
We'll talk a little bit about that game when we come back, because I know it stings when your team, you know. I, of course, am a big Dodger fan, so I'm still at an ultimate high on that 5-game New York Yankees victory over there for you Yankee fans. All right, don't forget you can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred, F-R-E-D, Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, Championship Radio Network, crntalk.com. Follow him on Facebook at Fred_Dreyer. It's the same with him. Also on Instagram. We'll be back.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We call him the Sultan.
Yeah.
The Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in the same game, in the same quarter.
That'll never be done again, Mike.
Against two different quarterbacks in that quarter, by the way.
Who were they?
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. No,
Scott Hunter and, come on.
Jim Delgazzo.
Jim Delgazzo, there you have it.
I saw him on TV the other day.
Still around after you knocked him down?
Yeah, he's shorter than I thought he was.
A little bit. Okay. It's good. Hey, we talked last week. You knocked Johnny Unitas on his kiefer there when you were a rookie.
Right on second base in Yankee Stadium.
That's where he was?
That's where he was.
He went right down there, and he looked at you.
And he said, nice hit, kid.
It's great. All right, hello to our listeners. We have our chat room going. The show is not only a radio show, but we put it on our YouTube channel. So go to CRN Talk. That's our YouTube channel. And look up the Fred Dreyer Show. You can take a look at it anytime. We're on Roku. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook Live. And we've got our chat room going. And Rachel Joan G. Shelley is saying, prayers for everybody that has lost their homes, suffered during the fires in California. Rachel, she also says hello to you, Fred. And
well, thank you,
JD, also. So I'm sure she's going to send you a wedding gift.
Very good.
Bruce is out there, says he loves the show. Martine is from the Cape Canaveral, where she's waiting for some kind of launch, listening to our show. And then we have a second Rachel now, Rachel Legowski, and she is saying hello to us. And then we got Chris, who's known as Christine, and she is from the Hunter Works For Me website. That's kind of your fan club, Fred.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, hunterworksforme.com. We need to have those guys on as a guest. Chris, line it up. Get yourself ready to go and tell everybody, what do you have, like meetings? You know, that kind of stuff. You know, Fred goes
cigar
out.
Cigar night? Do you have cigar night? Just say yes. I'll be there.
That could be a whole special that's evergreen show.
Could be. And she said that she was at one of the celebrity shows. You know, we have signings and you guys chat and everything like that. And she said she was lucky enough to go to the ramp after the show, after a celebrity show. And she says, definitely an interesting place.
Do you remember her?
Yes, the food. She says food was good and it's fun. And I think she's a regular now when she comes in town at the ramp. It's at the...
Well, she stays out there right across from the airport, the Burbank Airport. Yeah. And then she's able to walk down the hall and down to the...
she's got to take a car there, Uber or something.
Well, she knows how to get around now.
It's up to the ramp on the 5 freeway. That's why the restaurant's called the ramp. But under new management, it's pretty good. They have, plenty of great food there. Italian food, steaks. We like the seafood, don't we?
We do.
That salmon is pretty good. So is the halibut.
I'm not I'm not a avid, nor am I a tepid seafood person.
Wait a minute. You love seafood.
Well, I like certain seafood. What I meant was crustaceans. I don't like them.
You don't like sand, like shrimp and all that kind of stuff, right?
No, I don't.
How about clams?
No.
But he does like salmon.
No, no.
Fred has been known to eat lots of salmon.
No, salmon is a beautiful fish, very clean.
And the halibut is good.
Yep, halibut is excellent. White fish, it's excellent.
But
always.
Somebody has got you turned on a little bit to some. You've been doing a little Italian style recently, and they have Italian food there at the Ram.
Well,
we should do a commercial for them.
They have where I go is a great pizza place.
Yeah, do a commercial for that place.
The crust is as thin as the paper on my desk here.
That's good. Fred, I have to tell a story. Fred had told me that he never eats pizza, and then I said, why? And you said it stemmed from a high school gathering, didn't it?
It was the crust was too thick and too freaking hot. And I thought to myself, gee, I don't think – I was in high school.
Yeah, and you'd never had it. It was your first chance at a slice of pizza, and yeah,
I said, they gave it to me, and I said, oh, okay. So I bit into it. It stuck to the roof of my mouth and scalded
my – Oh, the cheese. Cheese on the crust.
Yes.
Yeah, that's happened.
A little hot.
Yeah. That has happened to all of us at one time or another, right? A little too hot?
Well, anyway, as I was running out the front door – looking for a pail of water.
Dr. Beecham, the Twilight Sleep dentist.
The guy yelled as I went by him, so what do you think? You like it?
So I guess you were never a spokesman for Papa John's or Domino's.
No, no. But we went to a great pizza place whose name escapes me in Orange County. We went out there on a little gathering. We were supposed to do tasting. And they had the very thin crust pizza that was also very moist and wonderful. And you loved it. I remember we ordered about three of those pizzas.
And the key for me was...
What was it?
I got rid of the pepperoni. Now, you don't like pepperoni in your pizza, you know, you might... to defend yourself.
Correct.
But it was a delicious treat for us, wasn't it? Don't you agree?
It was delicious. What do they call it? It's a special kind of pizza that they have that's very thin crust. I'll have to look it up.
I think they call it a thin crust pizza.
Could be.
I'm pretty
sure. I think you're absolutely right now that I think about it.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Paper thin crust. But it was just so wonderful. Yeah. All right, back to the we're trying to spare JD. So this Buffalo Bills Baltimore Ravens game, 27-25, the Ravens lose, Bills win, Josh Allen looking good. But here's the thing. Who's the guy that dropped that stupid ball there? That Marshall guy, what's his name?
Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews, yeah. Mark Andrews.
Tight end.
Lamar Jackson throws the ball right into his freaking hands. And I know it was inclement weather, but what happened there?
I think he just tightened up. People were trying to say maybe the ball didn't have the same type of whip on it. But, I mean, you could hit him right between the numbers. I think when he got stripped, when he was trying to make a play at midfield.
He got stripped?
When he fumbled the ball in the fourth quarter, that blew up our nice. – we never punted in that game once. We were 7-10 at third down, never punted once. We set all sorts of, like, milestones for how good you did on offense and did not win. And it just
– told Jesus.
I'll say this because I could go on and on, but I was touched to see that the Bills Mafia, their fans, out of empathy for Mark Andrews and all Ravens fans, started a crowd fundraiser for Mark Anthony's charity. No, they did. You know, they were like, let's raise money for his charity
for
diabetes. Yeah, but you know what? Like, so many fans, it gets so toxic. They're like, oh, get rid of this guy. He's like one of our best players in team history. And you got Ravens fans saying, get rid of him. It's just, it's so toxic. It's like, you know what, he's a human being.
I thought he caught it, and the announcers thought he caught it. They said it was a two-point conversion that would have tied the game.
It hurt.
No, that wasn't close to being caught.
What?
I mean, how do you define that?
Here's our expert. What do you say,
I'm not an expert. I just,
talk to the limo driver?
It's self-evident, you know. I mean, he started on his way down, and the ball was a little, he had to reach for it, and the timing was off.
He didn't have to reach for it. I mean, it hit him right there. I think he went.
Well, he was going one way, and the ball went to him, but the ball, it looked to me as though the trajectory of the football was off.
I mean, he catches that like 99 out of 100 times.
Probably.
It's his second, I mean, he only had one drop all year, and then he had two in that game. It was his second drop in the game, and after the fumble, he hadn't fumbled in like 5 years. So it's like something. Zay Flowers fumbled last year. There's some sort of curse. They need to, every day in practice, they need to be like, treat this play like your life depends on it. Don't fumble it.
Lamar Jackson was a class act. He went over to him afterwards, says, it's not on you. This is a team game.
Yeah.
And I see that as a class act. And that's why, by the way, we'll be talking about Lamar here a little bit later in the game. He got some honors bestowed on him. Now, we had the Kansas City game. What about this Philadelphia Eagles, LA Rams game, 28-22? That's your old team there, Fred, and they stayed in there. They could have won that game. There are a couple of some people dropped some balls in there a little bit, but that's Saquon Barkley. He's a pretty good sprinter. When the field is full of ice and snow, this guy really moves right through the center. You couldn't stop him. Let's move on to the next game. What did you watch that game?
I was playing in a pickleball tournament, so I didn't get to watch that game. I wish I would have. I love those snow games.
But. You know, and here's the deal. They had who's the big mouth there on the Rams there? Verse. Jared Verse was apparently.
He's a rookie. He's going to learn.
He would tell me about this, but he comes into the thing and he has a big before the game starts, says he not only hates Philadelphia the team, he hates the crowd, he hates the fans. Philadelphia people are crazy. I mean, what would you, if he was on your team, that puts everybody to kill you.
You just simply say to him, whisper it so you don't embarrass him.
What do you say?
Shut up.
Yeah,
I think that's a bad thing over there. And they say that they wanted that the Rams wanted to kind of spice up the team. But I know it's different when like Bob Costas went ahead and said the Dodgers were the worst team prior to playing the 88 World Series, and the Dodgers came around and Tommy Lasorda used that to pump up the team to get them to get a victory and take the World Series. But it's different when it's a player talking about the other team, I think.
Well, it's a close game. You know, why inspire your opponent with epithets of, I don't know, what you're talking about, his grandmother or his sister or his mother or whatever the definition of bad rapping the opponent. You know, he should just be quiet and catch balls and sack quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I would agree. What do you think about it? Go ahead and get on our get on the chat room there on Facebook Live and say hello. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on X, Fred_Dreyer. Instagram at Fred_Dreyer. And Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. We'll take a little break. When we come back, more here. We got some more games to analyze, and we got some big games coming up. So stay with us.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Here in the Sports Lounge, I'm Michael Horn, along with our producer, Jeremy Dayton, and Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties, as we call him. Guys, let's look at this upset game. Washington, the Commanders, 45, the Detroit Lions, 31. The coach there, Coach Dan, was crying after the game was over there. It was like a Cinderella year for Detroit. They lose to this rookie quarterback, Jaden Daniels. He had quite the game, Fred Dreyer.
He's a terrific player, and he's got a lot of football in front of him. But he's the one thing is he's got leadership qualities at a very young age. What is this? It's his first year. Is that Jeremy?
Yeah,
that's his first year.
Jaden.
Yeah, Jaden.
First year. Yeah,
Jaden. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm saying that's his first year. You're right, Fred. And he's got his foundation grounded. He's got a good look on his belief in the good Lord above. He talked about that before the game started. Just having a good time. He's smiling. It looks like he's got a good disposition. I look for him to do some good things this weekend. We'll see. Listen to this. Here's something you may not know. We talked about this here on some other shows. But Jaden Daniels uses virtual reality. Puts the headset on there.
Yep.
And he uses that to train before the games because he adjusts the speed. He turns the speed up. Everything runs at 1.75 times regular speed. So the defense moves faster. The brain adapts to heightened pace. This guy can look around and see what's going on when he's playing the game. He could probably pick out a girl in this crowd to wave at and then throw the football.
Oh, that's good, that's Mike.
It's like Fred.
What do you think of that, Fred? Did you ever do
it?
I mean, obviously,
yeah, I did it all the time. That's all I did, actually. They played with 10 guys, and I was on the sideline.
Yeah, a little bit there, huh? So it's pretty good training that he has there. And he does extra reps each week, thousands of mental repetitions he's got. So I don't know. I think the kid is the real deal here. We'll see what happens.
Oh, he is definitely the real deal.
Yeah. Now, they have a couple. We have in our show here today, you put together for us, JD, studs and duds from the Rams' heartbreaking loss to the Eagles. And one of them is Jared Verse. They say he's a stud, but even though he kind of said he hates the Eagles fans and he backed it up with his trash talk, but the Boo Birds were going at him, and he recorded four tackles, two sacks, and had constant pressure on Jalen Hurts, the quarterback for Philadelphia. Your thoughts on that, Fred, and JD?
Well, look, I mean, that's the guy that has to perform. You know, he's a terrific player, and these are the types of games where you can launch your career and help sway the outcome in your favor.
Studs by our staff, a big part of the offense. Tyler Higbee, Ethan Evans also had a rough rookie season last year, was very good on Sunday. Puka Nacua, he's one of the great guys there. Here's one of the deals, another stud, the quarterback for the Rams, Matthew Stafford, and they say a lot of quarterbacks couldn't play as well as he did in the snowy condition. He threw the ball 44 times, completing 26 passes. Now, he said he's going to think about whether he's coming back to play. Is there a possibility, Fred Dreyer, that Matthew Stafford would retire from the game?
Well, what is he, 38 years old?
Yeah, something like that.
He's going to be 38, and he's got a little beat up here toward the end of the year.
Broken ribs. He's playing with broken ribs.
Four broken ribs.
They'll heal up.
And, you know, I'm sure they're preparing in the next year to 2 years making a big splash with a quarterback, either a trade or having the team draft a top rookie. I understand there's no real top-notch quarterbacks in college this year. Shakir.
Oh, Shadur Sanders?
Shadur Sanders. He's, I guess, a good prospect. There's a couple of they have, but They're going to be down the totem pole in terms of opportunities to get someone through the draft.
So he had the rib injury.
He's 36, by the way.
Late in the season. And he suffered that one in the week 15 against the 49ers. Long season, you get beat up a little more. Apparently, you know, we do this show once it's done. It's a podcast, and we post it up at wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to the show. Just go look for the Fred Dreyer Show. And Matthew Stafford's wife, Kelly, has a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So we should get her on it. Anyway, she said on her podcast, it's called Time Out, she said of her husband, Matthew, he cracked four ribs. But just didn't really let anyone to know really much about it. He continued his everyday process like nothing was wrong, would come home and be miserable. So pretty good play from a guy with a few cracked ribs there. I think about four of them, right? Four ribs?
That's what it said.
Yeah.
It didn't.
So he said he's going to take some time to decide after the loss whether he'll retire or continue. Sean McVay said that that Matthew hurt his rib early against the Eagles, calling him dinged up. But he said he's a warrior. He's tough. He represents so many things that are right about what about this team, because especially for a city that's hurting and going through some difficult stuff with the wildfires and stuff. He says I think he epitomizes a lot of the stuff that's right at him in terms of toughness, resilience, ability to overcome adversity. He's a total freaking stud.
You know, just thinking about that, he is a stud, but he played in that dome, and I'm not taking anything away, but when you just think about the different factors that goes into player stats and ability to turn the ball over or not, Lamar Jackson doesn't fumble the ball if they're playing in a dome. That's one thing for sure. Like, the elements play such a factor, especially in the playoffs.
Now, the MVP award, this is from the regular season. It has nothing to do with
playoffs. Well, actually, what this is, this was from the NFL Writers Association.
Oh.
Yeah, the official one is the AP. That's what I said to you in your meeting. Yeah, so this is, but this is a heavy indicator because he already won All-Pro. So this is a heavy indicator who it will be.
So this one is the 2024 NFL MVP by the Pro Football Writers of America.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They announced Lamar, the MVP, Saquon, offensive player. And Patrick Surtain, Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, what do you think of that, Fred?
Well, you know, if you've got great players and they excel, it's one thing. And it's another thing for people who aren't playing, who are writers, who now decide they're going to vote for who the best player is. And my feeling is... the players will tell you who the best players are.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Well, there's different mixed opinions from players, too, though. I mean,
well, you're going to get a truer sense of who plays, who doesn't. There's petty jealousies, and there's people who are wrong, you know, one way or the other.
Well, what he did is we mentioned to Mark Andrews on the sideline after the drop ball. He came over to him and he said he made his way to the tight end and gave him some words of comfort. He says, it's all of us. We're a team. It's all of us and ain't just you. And that's a big deal. Did you ever, Fred, we always talk about all the great plays you make. Did you ever do like a blunder or something in a game and feel bad about it afterwards? Or do you shake it off? What do you do when something like that? I mean, it's your job, but so how do you loosen up and get rid of it?
Well, it's like anything else, isn't it? I mean, you give it your best and... I think the player that can you know, rise above his mistakes, as well as the mistakes of his teammates, is his duty to get rid of any negativity and just get ready for either the next play or the next game.
Can you think about, though, like, because when you were playing, obviously there was no social media, the access that fans have to players now, like, do you think, like, can you relate to the level of scrutiny they're under when they do mess up, like the hate that they get, the emails, the messaging, they got to shut down the social media, they get death threats because there's so much more accessibility, they have to deal with that much more baggage?
Oh, I think so. That's a good point. I think that all of these players, the one thing that they don't teach him on is what the hell is the sport about, and be cognizant and aware that you're going to get criticized. It used to be, gee, the press is going to write bad things about me. Well, hell, you got millions of people who want to string you up after a mistake. You know, the kid, what's the kid's name that to drop the 2-point conversion?
Mark Andrews.
Yeah,
Mark.
Yeah,
he's a great player, and he'll take criticism from his teammates. But the toughest thing to do is just to make yourself available through social media. If you're on that, I would recommend you get off.
Now, can I ask you real quick, what do you think about that? Because he didn't meet with the media. He got fined for that. He didn't meet with them the game day, and he did not meet with them the next day when they were cleaning out their lockers. He avoided the media. He didn't want to talk about that drop.
Yeah, see that's, to me, that's a mistake.
Yeah.
You have to...
have to talk about it.
You have to look... I'll never forget in the World Series, who was the pitcher for the Oakland Raiders? He was a relief player. And
Dennis Eckersley?
Dennis Eckersley gave up the home
Dennis,
run.
Yes, Dennis Eckersley. Yeah. And he said, I put my pants on and wait around my locker for the onslaught of criticism or questions. And he says, you got to go through it. It's all a part of being a pro.
Yeah.
And, you know, if a guy's supposed to be a stud, like a lot of these guys are, they forget sometimes that they got to be available to, you know, if I was a teammate and my teammate had a terrible game, and
sure.
I know he felt bad, I would want him to stand up in front of the press and face it.
Yeah, that's true.
Own it.
Yeah. Our people are agreeing with you. Nebraska Nikki says she agrees over there, and so there you have it. Now we have another inquiry here from Pamela, who is talking. She said she also went to the ramp and likes the food. And Chris is saying she says that she's kind of glad that the season's here because she said she doesn't like New York teams as a whole. But the Jets, she said, just hired Aaron Glenn. He was the defensive coordinator from Detroit, and Detroit lost. So Aaron Glenn now going as the head coach for the Jets. What do you think about that, Fred? Good move.
I think he's a terrific player. He was a Pro Bowl performer for a couple of years, and he's I think a good choice. They like him. He's got a good reputation from other coordinators around the league. I think that he's going to do well. You know, the Jets aren't that far away from a couple of players, I think probably defensive tackle and a linebacker on defense, and then and get the quarterback position,
right.
You know, get that guy going and get a new attitude toward, the season and the players and the teammates and stuff. I think the Jets, they could make some noise next year.
Yeah, I think they could, and we'll see what comes down. I think Aaron Rodgers is coming back.
Yeah.
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 That's just rough, though, for the Lions, man. It's one thing to lose to a rookie quarterback at home as a number one seed, but then you lose your offensive coordinator and you lose your defensive coordinator, and you lose your offensive coordinator to a division rival. That's just egg in the face.
Where did he go, Jeremy? Where did he go?
Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ben Johnson went
to
Chicago.
Ben Johnson went to Chicago.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, wrap things up here, maybe get some picks from Fred Dreyer here on some of the outcomes here. This is our weekend show, so we're going to pick before the games play. Some may be played by the time they play the show in your area, but we're going to have it right straight in front of you. And stay with us here. Fred Dreyer Show, email freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Final segment here of the Fred Dreyer Show. So, by the way, we should mention this. You mentioned Shedeur Sanders as the number one ranked quarterback this year. That's the son of Deion Sanders and Colorado head coach Deion Sanders, who may be up for a coaching job somewhere else in the NFL, says multiple NF teams are asking about his son, and Deion says he will not allow some teams to draft his son. He says, a couple of teams that I won't allow him to play for. This is my profession. I know what's behind the curtain.
He should explain that. He should be asked that question because it's very clear that Elway did that for his son. So did
Manning.
So did Manning.
Yep.
And all these guys know who the good coordinators are. You don't turn your son with great athletic skills and the ability to make throws like they do and then just throw the coin up in the air and flip to see what team gets your son and make him suffer with stupid coaches.
Exactly. All right, and then this comes in from Pamela. She sent us a little graphic here of who's rooting for who. Buffalo, apparently the whole country's rooting.
It should have been Baltimore. Should have been purple.
Oh, it should have been Washington. So what do you think, Washington or Philly, Fred?
Philadelphia.
JD?
No, I think Philly in that one.
I'm going Washington. How about the
rooting for Washington?
Bills in Kansas City.
Why are you going Washington?
I think the kid quarterback's going to put it together. I think he's going to get the team going. Right. I think some of the players are hurt on Philly. And what about between the Bills and Kansas City?
I like the Bills in that one, I think.
Bills.
Kansas City. Oh, my gosh. I'm out on the limb here. Don't take my picks.
All of the calls that went Casey's way, I think they're going to be on. I think they're going to let him play a fair game. And so we'll see who the better team is.
All right. We'll check that one out. That's our show. If you miss anything, please Check us out on our website, thefreddryershow.com. Follow Fred Dreyer on X, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Instagram, Fred_Dreyer. And email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. That's D-R-Y-E-R, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, final thoughts.
Well, I appreciate Jeremy sitting in. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you,
pleasure.
JD.
And next year is going to be your year, along with Baltimore and the Oreos and everything else that's Baltimore.
From your lips to God's ears. Crab cakes.
I miss the Baltimore Bullets.
Oh, yeah.
Keep missing them. The Washington. We'll be back next week, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.